USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Asian stock markets mixed today after Wall Street stocks declined ahead of a closely watched speech by the Fed chairman today. Investors looking to Jerome Powell's words for signs of direction on interest rates after two regional Fed presidents said they see no need for any change, while President Trump says rates should be slashed. After claims by some that recession is looming, Vice President Pence was yesterday bragging about the economy and the president's trade policies when he spoke in Utah.
This president promised to eliminate regulations which weren't necessary to improve public safety or were killing jobs. He promised to pursue trade deals for our country. It'll put American jobs and American workers first.
Around two dozen people received minor to moderate injuries in a light rail train derailment in Sacramento last night. And this is USA Radio News.
From Affirm Films, Provident Films, and the Kindred Brothers comes Overcomer. John Harrison is a frustrated coach questioning his value until he crosses paths with a student struggling on her own journey.
What have you allowed to define you? When you find your identity in the one who created you, it'll change your whole perspective. You say I am
love. Overcomer, starring Alex Kendrick and Priscilla Shirer. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters this Friday. More information is available at overcomermovie.com.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
The founder and CEO of Overstock.com is stepping down after Patrick Byrne admits to having an affair with Russian spy Maria Butina, a Russian citizen who's been convicted of crimes associated with the 2016 election here in the United States. Last night, Byrne appeared on Fox News.
Before I know it, the men in black are back in my life, and I was trying to encourage her to have a relationship. She wanted to be a back channel for peace, and I could have opened some doors, but I didn't want to do that until I had some green light.
Overstock stock had tumbled after Byrne first made the revelations, and now since he's resigned, it jumped more than 8% yesterday. The Pentagon says Luis de Leon Figueroa of Massachusetts and Jose Gonzalez of California were the two soldiers killed by small arms fire in Afghanistan this week. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The nation's biggest phone companies now promising to use new technology to spot and block robocalls. The pledge is part of an agreement with 51 attorneys general. Officials say there were 4.7 billion robocalls made to American phones in July alone. The agreement calls for the phone companies to use call blocking technology and to provide free blocking tools to customers as well. President Trump weighs in on some news about a former staffer.
Former White House spokesman Sean Spicer will be in the spotlight again as he joins the popular TV show Dancing with the Stars. President Trump on Twitter saying, "Just heard that Sean Spicer will be on Dancing with the Stars. He will do great. A terrific person who loves our country dearly."
That's USA Radio's Robin Walensky. And a New York woman has a fishing story that would certainly be unbelievable if she didn't have the pictures to prove it. Debbie Geddes reeling in a fish that has two mouths. She reeled it in while recently angling on Lake Champlain in New York State. The odd-looking trout has what appears to be a second mouth right below its regular mouth. Geddes says she actually hooked the fish by its lower mouth, for the record. She ended up releasing the fish back into the lake since she says it otherwise appeared to be in good health. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.